The Cuomo administration this week announced more than $1 million in grants to support high school clean energy training programs. The grants, administered by the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, or NYSERDA, focus on preparing students for careers in clean energy and technology through supporting STEM programs. NYSERDA spokesperson Kate Muller said the funding to enhance job training opportunities for teens is important for developing tomorrow's workforce.
In a recent study, it showed that New York will have a demand for over 400,000 STEM jobs by 2018, and most of that these jobs will require a post-secondary education and training. So this funding announced by Governor Cuomo will strengthen the academic pipeline, from pre-K through high school, and certainly that's where the Boston Spa program comes into play.
The Boston Spa School District received $200,000 to bolster its Clean Technologies and Sustainable Industries Early College High School program. The funding will allow more than 100 students to participate. Formed in 2011, the program is a partnership between the district and Hudson Valley Community College and allows juniors and seniors from regional districts to participate and receive credit for college-level coursework focused on clean energy. The students spend half days at the TechSmart campus at HVCC and make up their remaining coursework at their high schools. Stuart Williams, a spokesman for the district, said the recent NYSERDA award will help expand the ECHS program to more students, including 9th and 10th graders.
By implementation, we're now moving into the part where we're going to start introducing students to the program at the 9th grade level, and then obviously they'll move into the 10th grade level this following year, and then they'll actually come to the campus the third year when they're in the 11th grade.
In 2013, the Clean Technologies and Sustainable Industries Early College High School program was awarded $2.8 million in state funding to adopt the Partners in Technology Early College High School, or PTEC, model. Currently, 16 PTEC programs across the state are bringing together regional partners from the business community, school districts, and colleges to place 9th grade students in a 6-year program in which they graduate with an associate's degree. Williams said 9th graders entering the district's Clean Technologies and Sustainable Industries Early College High School program next year will partake in the PTEC model.
So as we start introducing those students next year, they'll be on basically a 6-year course. And that will include paying for their entire associate's degree as part of this PTEC program.
Across New York, the NYSERDA grants will also benefit the Rensselaer Columbia and Green Board of Cooperative Educational Services, the New York City Department of Education Office of Post-Secondary Readiness, the Buffalo City School District, and Copenhagen Central School District in the North Country. The Boston Spa Central School District also recently received a $2,000 check from Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 358 to benefit elementary school literacy programs. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.